Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this girl does one of the worst things you can possibly do on social media. She triggers an army of entitled Karens on Instagram. I accidentally triggered some mums on Instagram and got into an argument that won't end. So, there was a post on Instagram about the new Spider-Man movie and how a baby started crying. And I commented that I don't get why people feel entitled enough to bring their baby to the cinema, who's not going to remember a thing, and it just ruins people's experiences that they paid for. Because newsflash, it's loud, it's noisy, of course a baby's going to start crying. I don't know why, but people just kind of picked my comment to complain about. Don't judge people's situations. I don't, but I want to watch the movie in peace. Well, some don't have a sitter. Okay, and? Then wait until it's available on demand, I guess? You gotta expect babies in public places. Yeah, but this public place cost people a load of money. They waited 2 years for this movie, not for your baby to start crying. You're entitled if you get people kicked out for it. I never did. That was the post. Like, it just takes a bit of decency. I get how hard it can be to be a parent and doing free time stuff, but that doesn't give you a free pass for everything. Also, I don't know how it is for you guys, but cinemas over here are expensive as anything, and I'm one of those people who doesn't have much money for freedoms, so it's like a little luxury. I don't go smoking on playgrounds either. Everything has its place. I'm too tired to argue and it's wasted energy, but kudos it didn't go dirty. I've got to say guys, I completely agree with everything that OP has just said. Look, unless you have no other option, to be honest, even if you have no other option, then just don't go to the cinema. Do something else that you can do with your baby, that paying customers, and yes, it does cost a lot of money to go to the cinema, and it is a luxury by the way, OP, you're right, don't have to deal with. Come on, it's just like, you know, don't be so selfish. Think about other people. Yeah, sure, you might go out and have a nice time with your baby watching the film, but the theatre's full of other people who do not want to be interrupted by this annoying little child that shouldn't be there. Let's be honest. Especially with films like Spider-Man, where people are so excited for it before it coming out, you know, as OP said, waiting 2 years, getting really up for it, and then bang, ruined by an annoying little baby that doesn't have to be there. And look, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's easy to get childcare or it's easy to go and give your baby to someone else to look after for the night, but don't then go to the cinema with your kid. If you have to keep your kid, that's what I'm saying. Like, fair enough, if you have to look after your child yourself, that's absolutely fine, I get that. But don't go to the cinema. Go and do something else. Or, as OP says, just wait for it to come out on demand. You know, you probably have a great TV. Watch on that. Now moving on to our next entitled parents post. Entitled friend, parent, decides to bring their uninvited child to our adult Christmas party and take over our house. My wife and I have an annual Christmas party at our house with our friends and siblings each year. Last year, two of our friends had a child shortly before the party. The child wasn't invited last year either, but we weren't bothered, given it was more like bringing an uninvited potato than a person, given it was an infant at the time. But this year, the child is walking and whatnot, and they told us they were going to get a sitter, so there seemed no reason to mention that it would not be appropriate to bring the child to our party. As the title indicates, without asking or even telling us the child was coming, they showed up with their kid, and we had in no way set up our house to be childproof. As a result, we had to close a bunch of doors that were intended to be left open to allow guests to spread out into our basement and living room. So, for most of the party, we had about 14 people cramped into our small kitchen as the parents let their one-year-old child roam freely. Now look, our parties are by no means ragers normally, but people were drinking a lot less than normal, and my wife and I weren't drinking at all, as we're responsible for what happens in our house, and those parents were not keeping a good eye on their child. The one thing the mum decided to do was tape a bunch of our drawers shut, without asking to do so, and with our tape, which meant that she went through our drawers without asking, as obviously the kid was going around opening everything and pulling stuff out. As the unattended child continued around, he kept messing with our dog, including taking food out of her bowl and pulling on her fur, and the parents still didn't do anything. Being between the dog and the child became part of my duties as host. Our dog is a rescue and quite skittish, and by some miracle of the universe, it just put up with the child each time I wasn't in the right place at the right moments. Similarly, the child pulled the bells off our door and broke them, that our dog has used since the day she was adopted to signal she needs to go outside, and now she can't seem to understand that our new, different looking bells are for the same purpose. Next, the child was getting tired and cranky, and instead of taking the child home, they decided it was time to go into our guest room, which was closed and used to store all the extra stuff we had around the house that we moved to make room for the party and our guests. This greatly embarrassed my wife, as we'd cleaned all the public places completely and we didn't do much for areas that guests wouldn't see. Uninvited and without asking, they set up a playpen for their child, which they built and then left the trash for in our house before returning to the party themselves. They didn't leave until 10, basically killing around half the party for us, and much of the party for our other guests who didn't stay that late. I am by no means mad at the child. They're a kid and don't know any better, but the parents should have known to not bring their kid to an adult Christmas party. Now, this story is extremely interesting, and look, I'll be honest, maybe some of you are thinking this, maybe some of you aren't, but my immediate reaction to this is that, OP, you could have literally stopped this at source. Like, if you wanted to, you could have just genuinely kicked them out of your house. Yeah, it's, you know, quite an annoying thing to have to do, but when there are 14 people who are all cramped into a small kitchen, as you've said, just because of one family that's ruining it for everyone else, and you're saying that people can't enjoy themselves or can't have a good time just because of this kid, and again, I don't blame the kid, as I never do, then I think it's actually your responsibility as a host, for the benefit of the other people, the guests, and also yourself, to just kick these people out. Like, they kind of broke the rules. They knew it was adult only. They still brought their kid. That's bad enough. Then the fact that they've just taken over your entire house is mental. Get rid of them and the problem instantly goes. That's my opinion. Because look, you're ruining the day for, what, however many other people? At least 8. Come on. Just get them gone and you can all have a great time. Yeah, and to be honest, guys, I'm just looking at the comments because I felt a bit harsh saying that. Because look, there's no doubt that these two people are extremely entitled. But yeah, a comment here says, honestly, telling the parents they need to either take control of their child themselves or GTFO was your real duty as a host there. I could not agree more. Sorry, you should have done it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now moving on to our third entitled parent story of this episode. Entitled Aunt Ruins Hanukkah for My Family. Okay, so for some backstory, I live in an almost all Jewish community in Texas. I'm 14. There are only 2 houses that are not Jewish. My family are Orthodox Jews, but my aunts and cousins are not. Now, we still have them over for Hanukkah, at least for 2 to 4 nights, because my school gets 4 days off for it, and it's nice to see them. This doesn't normally cause any issues, but for the past year or so, my aunt has become more picky and self-entitled. This Hanukkah, we were having them over for 2 days, and the first problem occurred when they first arrived with McDonald's in hand. Now, my family's rules are no non-kosher food in the house, but they were almost done, so my mum let it slide. The second problem was when we sat down for lunch that day. My mum, me, and my 4 siblings all helped to make a big meal while my cousins were playing Xbox upstairs. We yelled to them that it was ready, so they came down. Because there are 7 of us normally, we've got an 8-person table. So I just went and got 2 extra chairs and thought nothing about it. Now, my aunt was mad that I put my little cousin's chair next to mine. I'm not quite sure why, so I just moved it. But during the whole dinner, my aunt was just making disgusted faces. The third problem happened after dinner, when we were lighting candles. I asked my cousins to please put on a kippah, the little hat men wear, as all the boys in a room of prayer do so. And they did, so no problem. But my aunt saw that as a problem, and as me trying to force them into religion. So I told them they can go upstairs while we do this, but my cousins wanted to watch. My dad then escorted my aunt to the other room, and all we heard was banging from the door. Keep in mind, it wasn't locked and she knew that. After that, my cousins went to sleep with me and my little brother, and my aunt slept in the guest room, which she was also mad about. Skip ahead to the next day at dinner, and my aunt said that she'd found a really good kosher restaurant, had ordered food, and that it was on its way to our house. So, we had nothing cooked or ready to eat at the moment. 20 minutes pass, and the doorbell rings, and I open the door to a few bags that say KFC. I tell the driver that he must have the wrong house, but my aunt steps in and takes the food. My mum and my family were fuming because my aunt knew our rules and still knowingly violated them and lied about it. And it wasn't the first time it's happened either. My mum kicked them out of our house then and there, and I haven't seen my aunt since. But I do still play Xbox with my cousin. Alright, so this one is just actually laughable. Your aunt has gone to a religious event and is surprised that there's religious practices going on there. Seriously. It's about respecting someone else's religion. Just because they're practicing their religion doesn't mean that they're forcing it on you. First of all, you're in their house for Hanukkah. That's the entire reason that you are there. It's so weird to me that you'd even go to that extent or thinking that they're trying to force their religion onto your kids. So odd. Your kids, by the way, who were very interested in everything going on. Like, it's great that they were being taught about and, you know, were being exposed to a religion that they don't follow. That's, you know, great cultural education. But no, you just had to take the piss. Sorry to say that, but you did. KFC, McDonald's, when you know that they're not kosher, like, come on, that is actually so disrespectful. You're in their house and you're doing stuff like that. You're a terrible person, sorry. To be honest, again, kind of like the previous story, I'm inclined to say that as soon as this mum turns up to your house with McDonald's in hand, knowingly breaking your, like, one of the most important rules, at that point there, do you not think a little bit, let's just sack her off right now, get them gone? Yeah, again, it's harsh. And with this one, I'm a bit more in the middle because look, they are your family and you know them well. And, you know, you probably thought, oh, it was a mistake. Nearly finished. It's okay. But as it goes on and you realize how horrible they're being and just utterly disrespectful, again, get them gone. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, do check out another video on screen. If you are new to the channel and you haven't already done so, subscribe to it and me right there. I will love you forever more. If you are new to the channel and you are new to the channel, then being new to the channel is pretty cool. And finally, guys, turn notifications on as well, because I'm gonna be posting another video later on today that you're not gonna want to miss. Get that bell on and I'll see you there.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.